Hi, Tom. This letter is from Buck, a large mastiff dog who hates Halloween because his owner dresses him in costume. So here it comes. Dear Ollie, can I say I just hate Halloween? Human kids are riding broomsticks and they're dressed in weird stuff to beg for candy at people's doors. I'm okay with the candy part of this nonsense because ever so often there's a pretzel I can have. And I know I can't eat chocolate, that's true. I'm humiliated further on this horrific holiday by being forced to wear an orange velour pumpkin costume, which is carefully stored downstairs in a plastic Tupperware container with the other lights, noises, and sounds of Halloween. This box is lifted carefully from the shelf just once a year for me to enjoy. Enjoy? Not this dog. By the time the last snap of the costume is in place, I'm actually unable to lift my leg in marked territory. No self-respecting dog ever wants to be faced with not lifting their leg when desired or absolutely and resolutely required. You get what I mean. I can't tell you how much I hate this holiday. Can you help me? Signed, Buck, a large mastiff dog in an orange pumpkin costume who stands out for miles. Portage, Indiana.
Dear Buck, I get it. I was the Grand Marshal at the Gabus Arboretum Halloween Pet Parade in Union Township. My mom dressed me up as a dust mop, complete with a wooden handle. She liked this getup so much that I was afraid I would lose my spot on NPR and just be a mop for 365 days a year. Buck, we know that Halloween's tradition of candy, costumes, and trick-or-treating can be a threatening and potentially dangerous time for pets. Buck was in an awful predicament, but if pet owners are always mindful of potential dangers, you can still have a frightfully good time with your pet this Halloween, said Betty Clayton, former executive director of the Humane Society of Northwest Indiana, located in the Miller section of Gary. Betty says, in fact, I am dressing my dog Fiona as Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz. We're having some issues finding four red sequin slippers, but we do have a plaid pinafore and long braids. A pet is part of your family, so whatever caution you practice for your children, you must practice towards your pets. You should never want your own amusement to outweigh concern for a pet, she says. What is of concern are costuming dogs in a way that affects their peripheral vision. If it's an older dog that's lost its central vision, the peripheral vision is all they have. People need to buy Halloween costumes that are not restrictive in any way because a costume piece could become a noose and strangle a pet. What is extremely dangerous is a tight elastic band that secures a costume which is accidentally left on the pet and embeds itself in their skin. This will cut off circulation. In addition, any self-respecting dog can chew off buttons or dangling objects on a costume, causing major digestive, stomach, or other problems, she says. Candy is also a problem because the sugar in candy and the caffeine and the sugar in chocolate are toxic to dogs, says William Newsom, doctor of veterinary medicine. If a dog ingests candy, he suggests getting the dog to vomit immediately by squirting hydrogen peroxide down its throat. After eating chocolate, a dog can develop symptoms of chocolate poisoning, which are hyperactivity, agitation, and rapid breathing. I've gone on record as to not being a great fan of cats, but they do have the right to be left alone on Halloween. So remember, if you have a black cat, keep it in on Halloween night because crazy things can happen when children are dressed as a Black Panther, Wonder Woman, Harry Potter, or Spider-Man. They just aren't their darling selves, and mischief can prevail. And stay away from the chocolate. Signed, your friend in fur, Ollie. And remember, love is a four-legged word.